Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, we finished our study of the steps to take when going through sin's consequences. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And today, we're going to begin a study of the book of Hebrews. Now, folks, we're going to be here for quite some time, and I hope that you'll plan to follow us each and every day. And on days you miss, I trust that you'll go to our website and listen to the broadcast that you may have missed. I hope that you'll have pencil and paper and follow along. I've had people tell me that they've gotten more from our Bible study in this book than they got in seminary and college. So I trust that you will follow along and be ready to learn much that the Lord would have for you. Now also, I am planning to do just a little bit more traveling than I have in the past. In the past, I've really, outside of Bible colleges, not taken time to go out and preach in many other churches. However, we are looking at either once a month or once every 2 months of going and speaking in a church. Now, if your church would like to have us come, it doesn't matter the size. We would like help. We're in Ocala, Florida. We would like help to pay the expenses to drive up there and drive back. And so if you could get us up there and back to wherever your church is and also take care of our housing while we're there, and we would appreciate that. That's all we're requiring. We're not asking for a big love offering or anything of that nature. But we'd love to come and share the Word of God in your church and preach the Word there. And so if you'd like to have us, you'd be listening to our announcer and take down our mailing address as well as our web address. On our web address, it'll show you how you can email me. Also, you can telephone me. And I would love to come to your church. So, pastors, this is for you. And, folks, you may even mention this to your pastor if you're not a pastor and tell him that we're available. If we can work out a date, we would be more than happy to come to your church, the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now, if you have your Bibles, we're going to Hebrews, the very first chapter. Now, sometimes you may think that I like the prophetic books, as Daniel, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, Revelation, because these are all books in the 9 or 10 years of this radio ministry that I have taught. And you may think that, well, boy, he really likes teaching prophecy. And I do enjoy prophecy. But actually, if I have personal favorites, I tend to lean toward the book of John, Colossians, Ephesians, and Hebrews. And yet I fail at most of these books because the depth into which they go in presenting the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I so often feel like I'm a failure after I finish. And so here we're going into the book of Hebrews. Probably if I had a favorite book, this is my favorite book of the Bible. And I'm going to fail just from the very outset, I know, because trying to present the person of Christ in his fullness, in his depth, it's almost an impossible thing, and it is, I believe, an impossible thing for me. But we're going to study it here because I believe that this is the next direction God would have us to go. Now, I've eaten steak at different restaurants. I can order the same kind of a steak at each restaurant 3 times in a row. Yet it seems the same steak, the same cut of steak, is consistently better at one restaurant than it is at another. I don't know why. I just know that it is better. Now, let me also insert this. I don't go out each week and buy a steak. It's not the normal for me to do that. But I have found that to be true, that you get to over a period of a year, you've been to one restaurant and you had a steak, and maybe a little bit later you had a steak at another restaurant. You come back to the first one, you find, well, wait a minute, I like it better at this first one, even though it's the same cut. And I'm saying that to say this. I don't profess to understand all the book of Hebrews, but I know I've been to the depths of greatness when I go there. And I don't always know why. I just know that I've been there. Now, I hope you do have pencil and paper, because I've outlined this first chapter as follows. Roman numeral number 1, the introduction to the book. If you just want to write that down, that's great. The introduction to the book. Roman numeral number 2, the infallible person, verses 1 through 3. Again, the infallible person, verses 1 through 3. Roman numeral 3 is the inherently better one. Again, the inherently better one, verses 4 and 5. Then the instruments of worship is Roman numeral 4. Again, the instruments of worship. And that is verses 6 and 7. Again, Roman numeral 4, the instruments of worship, verses 6 and 7. And then Roman numeral 5 is the infinite righteousness, verses 8 and 9. Again, Roman numeral 5, the infinite righteousness, verses 8 and 9. And then Roman numeral 6, the incredible creator, verses 10 through 12. Again, the incredible creator, verses 10 through 12. And then number 7, Roman numeral 7, the incomparable Christ, verses 13 and 14. Now, as we do at the beginning of a book of the Bible that we study, when we go verse by verse through the entire book, we always have a word of prayer. And that's what we're going to ask you to do right now, to allow your heart to pray with us as we pray. Dear Father, God in heaven, Almighty Lord and Savior, I pray now that as we teach the book of Hebrews, you would help me to articulate it in such a way that I'll be speaking the very words of the Holy Spirit. Help me to be sensitive to thy Holy Spirit, but Father, I pray as well that every listener would also be sensitive to thy Spirit, and thy Spirit would open their understanding to the truth being taught, and even to perceive more greatly than what I'm able to teach. May this all be to the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for it's in that very name that I pray it. Amen. Now, the introduction to this book is our first point. Now, this epistle belongs to all of us. The church does not usurp Israel. Now, there are a lot that teach that today, that the church of today has replaced Israel. And many have proclaimed that, and some probably well-known names that you know. However, that is a false teaching. Some have adopted the promises that belong to Israel, and then they spiritualize them, and then applied them to themselves while rejecting God's purposes for the nation of Israel. Now, my friend, God is not through with Israel. Every promise he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will be fulfilled to the letter. Don't miss that. To say that God is through with the nation of Israel is to miss the reliability of the promises of God. Why? Because he made an everlasting covenant with her. According to, and you can write these references down, Genesis chapter 17, verses 7 through 19. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. Psalm 105, verses 8 through 11. Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 59 through 61. And now, in this very book of Hebrews, which we are beginning to study, this book, which was addressed to saved Jews, we find in chapter 13, verse 20, mention of the everlasting covenant. So, let me just say, if God doesn't keep his promise to Israel, why would he keep his promise to us? Now, when a white man gets saved, I want you to understand, he is still white. When a black man gets saved, he remains black. When an American gets saved, he remains an American. And when a Jew gets saved, he remains a Hebrew. Today, God is calling out Jews and Gentiles of every color and race, of every nation. He's calling them to be a people for his name. When he returns, he'll set up his kingdom. That kingdom will last for 1,000 years. And then at the end of that 1,000 years, he sets up the eternal kingdom, and the world in its entirety that's been remade will enter into an eternal state of being. And we'll find that he does keep his covenant with Israel. Now, men say, but Israel failed. Well, that's true. Nobody denies that. But I ask, have you fallen short since you've been saved of those things that God would have you to do? Have you seen this society and the churches of this society become less holy than they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Yet, you're still saved, are you not? The churches are still there, are they not? So understand, Israel failed, but so do we. This book is addressed to Hebrews who professed faith in Christ Jesus. And so this book is to help keep them from going back to that old way, just as the Word of God is to keep us from going back into the ways of the world. And sometimes heavy persecution, family rejection, has such a great power on us that it makes us think about, well, maybe I just need to go back to the old things. And the conviction, or should I say the temptation, becomes great. The bottom line is that God still blesses those who bless Israel. And he curses those who curse Israel. And a blessing, that cursing may not be immediate, but it's sure. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.